Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we are so excited for this teaching this week. A new spirit, the right spirit. Uh-huh. Yes, we must be aligned with the right spirit, not just coming into the unclean self and trying to spiff it up, but to actually surrender our old heart, our old way of thinking onto the Lord and receive the newness that comes with Christ, that comes from being born again.
Yes, as we left off yesterday, and I'm going to give you guys, so you guys can jump in anytime. Don't let me just hug hold of it.
No. We love hearing you.
Yeah. But we left off yesterday where David is asking God to create in him a new heart. Mm-hmm. And then we did say yesterday that the word create there comes from the word that he used in Genesis. And God create the heaven and the earth. So that word create that David used here is the same Hebrew word, same, not a different word. And that word mean bora, and it mean bring something new, to make something new, bring something new into existence. So God create the heaven and the earth. He bring it into what? Existence, and that was new. So David is asking God to go back to the creation when he create in him a human spirit. Because Job tells us, right?
Mm-hmm.
That God put a spirit in man. So David says, God, that spirit that you put in man at the beginning is contaminated, is mar. And we know that it is when Adam and Eve sinned. So before that, it was without blemish. Man's, and God has full communication with man. But when that sin become blemish, mar, it separate God and man. All right? You have something there, Dad.
So he says, create in me a clean heart. So we could compare that with Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, when the Lord says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit
in
within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So he's talking about an exchange.
Yes.
Sometimes we think, okay, fix this one. No, God wants to exchange. He wants to make all things new. When he's restoring relationships, he doesn't want us carrying around the hurt and despair of what was. He wants to make all things new. There has to be an exchange. So in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, he's saying that there's going to be exchange. So he says he'll take the heart of stone out of your flesh. That means not just chip away at the heart of stone that's there, but to take it away and to give then a heart of flesh, a heart of life, a heart that is able to align itself with the Spirit of God, to be able to receive from the Spirit of God. This is where we receive the word. We receive it in our spirit. We receive it in our heart. So our heart is called to be good ground. In order for it to be good ground, we have to allow the heart of stone to be removed. Not just chip, chip, chip with a chisel, But to actually exchange, to release the heart of stone in order to receive the heart of flesh. Because think about David. We're in Psalm 51. Think about how stony his heart had to be to sleep with his friend, somebody that he knew, somebody who he served with's wife. And then not only to just sleep with her, but then to have him killed. So these were people. It wasn't like he just looked, oh, yeah, there's Bathsheba. I don't know who she is. No, he knew who she was.
Yes.
She was a married woman.
Yes.
So his heart was hardened onto that. And then he makes the whole scheme as you go through and you read the whole story. He brings forth this scheme to try to make it look like it was something that it wasn't. But because of Uriah, because of his ethic and such, he wouldn't bend to fit the story that David was trying to put into place, the deception that David was trying to bring forth. And then because of that, he was assassinated. He was wrongly killed at the command of David to move him into a position on the battle line where he would be no more, to cover up his own sin. So that took a very stony heart to be able to come up with all that wickedness and such. But here he is in Psalms chapter 51, say, I don't want the heart of stone. I want the heart of flesh. I don't want to do these things that I found myself doing. I want to be transformed into back to the original design. So I need a new heart to bring that forth.
And so we want to stay around here and glean from the word of God. And if you have been listening to our broadcast for the last 4 weeks here, you will have learned a lot of this. And so we are building on the foundation of this teaching that when God created man, he made man, he also created a spirit in man. He put a spirit in man, which is the spirit of a man. And it's not God's spirit. It's the human spirit. And God placed the human spirit in him. We study already that man has a body, has a soul, a mind, and has a spirit. Okay? All human beings, doesn't matter, have a body, has a mind, and have a human spirit. And we also study that the spirit in man is the part of man that God communicates with, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him, how? From the spirit, because he is spirit. And so he communicates with our spirit. And sometimes we messed up. We got it all messed up because we, from the mind, we think it's the mind is where God is talking to. No, God talked to our spirit, and our spirit control our mind. That's what changed the behavior. It doesn't come from my mind to my spirit, because whatever coming from my mind is corrupt anyway. Yeah, anything coming from my mind is corrupt. So it has to come from my spirit, which goes to my mind, which tells my mind how to behave and act. And that's why he says, I changed my mind. That's right. Mm-hmm. And if he says, I changed my mind, I was going to do this, but I changed my mind. Why I changed my mind? Because my spirit, man, controls it. And said, no, you're not going to do that. That's wrong. That is not correct. And so the mind's supposed to obey the spirit and not the spirit obey the mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I hope we did get that part. But let's look a little further why David wants. He asks God. He says, God, create a new inner man. Create in me a new inner man, a new spirit man. Not like the one before. Not like the one before. Because the one before has problem. Mm-hmm. It's mar. It's crack. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you give that one, Diane. about you. I think it was yesterday. You talk about the glass. If it's mm-hmm. dirty, you want to clean. But think about it. If you have a glass and it crack, mm-hmm. it has a big crack in it. Mm-hmm. You want a new one. Mm-hmm. You want a glass that is not a cracked glass.
Yeah, like
a
hole.
It's a hole. Mm-hmm. So to have an understanding example, this is what David is saying, that the inner man, his spirit man, is crack. It is mar. And that's why he did what he did. It's corrupt. You know, he says, you go back to Psalms 51, he says, have mercy on me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness and your tender mercy. Blot out my transgression. My sin is ever before me and against you. He says, against you, I have done this wicked thing. So he kind of find himself back where Adam and he find himself. That's what he's looking at. And then he says, you know, I recognize that my mom conceived me in sin. So my inner man is messed up. So in order for me to do right, you have to fix me. mm-hmm. And you need to fix me differently from the way I come into this world. And that's why we want to look 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Let's look there. I think we have a little bit of time, running out of time. Mm-hmm. But we can pick this up on Thursday. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And verse 17, if you find that.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Mm-hmm. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
So he doesn't say there. Mm-hmm. He says, if any man is in Christ, he is a what kind of creature?
New.
New. So the word new mean kainos. It's a Hebrew word, kainos. Mean different in nature from the old. Mean different in nature from the whole. Different from the whole one. So this was what David was asking God. I want one that is different in nature. Mm-hmm. Different from the old one. Mm-hmm. So I no longer do the things that I'm doing. And I think we're running out of time here.
And that's good because it has to be a decision for ourselves, yeah. Not somebody else making the decision or somebody else bringing us. It has to be the decision for ourselves. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.